Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Yeah Yekka, where we cover culture, conspiracies, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. Today I have my friend Emily Penton, and please introduce yourself, Emily, and let people know a little bit about your story.
Hi, I am Emily Penton, and my story started with debilitating mental illness. I had bipolar disorder that had turned into rapid cycling, which meant I didn't know who I was from one day to the next. And I was like two completely different people. I was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Got to the point where I had to quit working and move in with my mom at the age of 40. And then I got the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, and I couldn't walk without an assistive device. I had delayed and slurred speech. So at that point, I was either going to the psych ward or the nursing home, or I was going to commit suicide. It had gotten that bad. And then my brother told me about the carnivore diet. And previously, my diet was ramen noodles and Doritos and pizza and soda and cookies and cakes. And I went overnight in 2019 to eating animal meat and animal fat. And April, by April, so I started February of 2019. In April was my last bipolar episode. And then in May was my last multiple sclerosis symptom. And that's been almost 5 years now that I have no mental illness and no autoimmune disease. And I've just been knocking it out of the park. And I just keep telling people I can't help but help others. And so now I help people all over the world to know that cookies and cakes and ramen noodles is not the way to help.
Right, exactly. Wow, that's so amazing. That's just a couple months. That is so fast to be reversing. And like, how long did you struggle with that stuff before you went to carnivore?
I was actively taking psych meds for 8 years. I can look back and see that I had the symptoms of bipolar disorder for the majority of my life. I mean, I could see the start of it in my teenage years. And then the MS, I had symptoms for 10 years that I just didn't know. All of a sudden I'd be eating and my throat just wouldn't swallow. And it wasn't mechanical, it was neurological. And so yeah, for years and years and years I had all these symptoms, had no idea that it was something that we could be easily addressed or at least improved with eating this way.
Right, yeah. And you know, and it is such an easy thing, but I know for some people it's not an easy thing. So it's like you know how to help it though. You know, like now we have that information, and we have so many people with great stories like yours where they are literally debilitated. And you know, and like my story is kind of similar, but not as severe, but you know, people are becoming active and able to move and walk and do normal daily activities. That was like a big struggle before eating this way. And so, you know, I think that's really amazing that the turnaround time for you was so just a couple months, you know, a few months for everything, pretty much. That is
Yeah,
so
and
amazing.
the other side effect that I wasn't trying to do was I lost 120 pounds. And so that baffled me because I was eating, fatty animal meat. Like I didn't understand, but it was the inflammation that was in my body and in my brain. And once I reduced the inflammation, that reduced, everything.
Right. Yeah. No, it's and it's so funny because I know a lot of carnivore success stories. They'll go to carnivore for one thing, but then they have all these other amazing benefits too, like on top of it. It's like I wasn't even going for this, but okay, like I'll take it.
Exactly.
And I know you mentioned your brother told you about carnivore. How long had he been doing carnivore when he mentioned it to you?
I'm pretty sure he had been doing it. He'd been dabbling in it for about a year. He had really bad IDS, and it was interfering with his work. He was really, really miserable. And so he turned to carnivore, resolved it. And then he heard stories about bipolar disorder being resolved. And he was just like, hey, it's a shot, you know, might as well try. And I really can't describe to you what happened whenever I got this information, except for that it was this knowing. It wasn't a logical decision. It wasn't like, oh, I've read all the scientific journal articles and I know, you know, that this is the best thing for me. It was this like knowing, because I was so mentally debilitated that I couldn't even watch like a 5-minute video. I couldn't even read an article or a book or anything, but I literally just had this knowing that animal meat and animal fat, and this is what I was supposed to do. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit was guiding me and saying, here you go, this is the answer. And it was that inner knowing that I still hold on to today to be able to navigate me through, okay, what am I supposed to be eating? What am I supposed to be doing? What's best for my body?
Right, exactly. And, you know, and I think that's a big part, because especially, you know, years ago, there wasn't as much data on carnivore as there is nowadays. I know, like I started it in 2017. All I could find were success stories. That's the only data that I had on it. But you know, when you've been struggling with issues, any kind of health issues for years and years, you know, typically people have tried different things, or, you know, take the pills that the doctor prescribed to them. And, you know, they don't want to be doing all of that stuff. They don't want to be taking those pills, or, you know, they have negative side effects from them. And then when you come to carnivore, it's kind of like you have that inner knowing, like you said, you know, it's just like, I've done all these other things, like this has to be it. Like, it just makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And with then,
go ahead. And also what I find is that it's almost like doing your own experiment. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you could go and listen to what, you know, this YouTuber says, or this doctor, or, you know, whatever, or your friend or your cousin, but to do your own experiment and have your own data is amazing. You're not guessing. You're literally setting your experiment, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to eat these foods, and then I'm going to reintroduce this other food. And then you have a reaction or you don't have a reaction. You have that real life data, and then you know what works best for your body. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that's something that you can't learn in school. You can't learn that anywhere else. You can only learn that with you and yourself and, you know, and the foods that you eat. And, you know, and I think that's a really powerful tool that people can utilize, you know, to take control of their own health, because we're not taught how to do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and when you discover carnivore, you know, it just goes against everything that the government told you should be eating. So, you know, if you don't trust your government, then you probably shouldn't trust what they're telling you to eat either.
Very true. Very true.
And so with your coaching, what kind of, is it like a specific type of coaching, or does it cover like just food stuff, or is there like spiritual aspect to it? Like, what kind of coaching do you do exactly?
Yeah, it's definitely grown over the years. Whenever I first started as a coach with you and MeetRx, and it was just about the food. It was just about that. And I realized very quickly, I actually changed the name to Inner Clarity System, because we all have that inner knowing. And as long as we can just tap into that, when we can put down the Doritos and the donuts and the soda, we can get that inner clarity. We can get that inner knowing. And that can help us to navigate not only our health, but also our spiritual path. Whenever we're navigating through breakups and deaths in the family and bankruptcy and losing our jobs, there's so much more to it. And so I've really been able to walk my clients through some huge, huge life changes. And now it's like literally my favorite thing to do. But we start with the food. So I don't want anyone to think that they can, you know, come with to me like elbow deep in a bag of Doritos and be like, I'm here, like, let's learn. No, we gotta start and triage the food first. And then we build on top of that, because then there's so much more clarity. You've got that clear connection to God and to your spirit to be able to really like live your best life. Like, let's go. This isn't the beginning. This isn't like the climax. This is the beginning. There's so much more to learn and so much more to do.
Yeah, exactly. I love that so much. And I think it's so true, you know. I have a lot of responses. I think that's amazing, because I'm sure you know, diet helps a lot, but it can only help so much with people's lives, daily lives and daily struggles and all that stuff. So I'm sure you're able to help people like in a way bigger way than you were before when you were just offering health services. You know, and I think that's so true on eating. When you eat clean, you're mind is clean and you're able to focus, and you know, and you have that inner clarity, like you said, and that better connection with God. In regards to that, do you know or what are your thoughts on like decalcifying the pineal gland? Do you do anything like that or for that?
No, I don't do anything like out of what I'm already doing, but it is undeniable across the board. The clients that I work with, and I'm watching them like transform before my very eyes. And what I do is, because I came from a background, I have my master's in clinical counseling. And so I came from the typical mental health field. And so I use those tools that I have to observe my clients, their facial expressions, their tone of voice, their body language. And what I do is I actually have them send me a voice video message regularly, and I'm able to see the patterns in the cadence of the way that they talk and in their mannerisms, and I can literally track their progress and see the patterns of whenever they're doing better. And undeniably, what comes up in our conversations is that connection to God, is that connection to themselves, you know, their inner clarity. And as far as the actual pineal gland, like, no, I don't have any way to measure that or to know, but the proof is in the results of what's transpiring in the conversations and in the lives of the people that I work with. It's really cool to watch.
That's amazing. And I bet you probably recognize their face even changing the way that it looks over time, because, you know, when you're full of so much negative energy and negative thoughts, you know, it really changes, it ages you, and it, you know, makes your face look different. And so I'm sure you see people's like eyes just start to light up and, you know, have that twinkle in their eye and they're smiling more and little things like that, that people don't realize that, you know, if you're having negativity inside, like, it's going to come out and you're going to see it on the inside as well.
100%, 100%. And they don't even know sometimes that it's there, you know, right. They have no idea. That's just their normal. And then, like, I had this one client, he got through like 30 days and he was just like, oh my gosh, he goes, you tricked me. And I was like, what? And he was like, I feel so good. I don't want to live any other way. And he was like, I didn't even know this was possible to feel this much joy. And I was just like, oh, that's so awesome. I was like, I didn't trick you. I was like, but I love that you came to that on your own, that this was the decision that you wanted to make. And that's everything to me.
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. Do you have a like favorite success story out of all the people that you've worked with or a couple?
Yeah, I have quite a few, but one of the ones that comes to mind, she actually did an interview with me on my YouTube channel. So I don't want you to feel like I'm telling anybody's story. She was a child sex slave. And she was given candy as a child to perform sexual acts. And so if you think about like you like a dirt road and a car that is got the ruts in the dirt, the ruts in her mind connecting all of the trauma for her with the candy, with the sexual favor, it was such a severe addiction that it almost felt like she felt like she was gonna die if she didn't have it. And so the love that I had to bring to that conversation, that to that session every day, I mean, I really held her hand through this, and to let her know that she is loved and that she is safe, because she reverted. There was a lot of times in our sessions, I wasn't talking to a 50-year-old woman. I was talking to a 6-year-old. And I had to meet her where she was at. And to watch her now, still today, totally free of her addiction to sugar and processed foods, and just thriving, like really living and loving herself. And being able to release that trauma, because as she was able to break that addiction to that sugar, it was like she was able to be free from her abuser. And that's priceless. Like, that's absolutely priceless, that even though the guy was locked up, behind bars for years, he was still torturing her with the candy. And now she's free, and thriving and doing so well. So that's my favorite story.
Oh wow, that's amazing. That's so crazy that, how that's all tied together. Like, it's, and people don't realize that little things like that, and a lot of people have been through traumatic experiences, on different levels, but you never think of something as simple as just being given a piece of candy, for whatever reason, can be tied to lifelong trauma that you have to work very hard to heal from. And like you said, even though he was locked up, locked away, that's not gonna heal her, the trauma that she dealt with. It's gonna take a little bit more than just locking that person up and never seeing them again. But that
Yes.
story, that's really amazing.
Yeah, it
I
really
love that.
was. And just countless others. And my favorite thing is meeting people where they're at. Like I had a client who her while she was working with me, her father passed away. And she was like, can we pause for just like a week, and then can we pick this back up? And I was like, absolutely, like absolutely. So being able to, really meet people where they're at. Had a client who went through a severe breakup, and just really living life with people has been really amazing. I had this one client who was a binge eater, and she would hide her food from her family and everything. And when she started working with me, it was about 2 weeks in. And she goes, I feel like you moved in with me. And she was just like, I feel like I'm not alone. And that's just like everything to me, just to know that these people know that they have an advocate, they have a witness, they have somebody who's going to go through this stuff with them and not be judging them, just be loving them and helping them through.
That's amazing. I love that. That's so sweet.
I know.
So I can imagine, like, does that drain your energy a lot? And how do you replenish that energy?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because if I didn't have my training in my master's in clinical counseling, I think it would be difficult. But I was actually designed for this. And I know it sounds so sadistic and sick, but I thrive off of, I'm fueled by helping people through difficult things. I have another client who, it's a long story, but because of some other past stuff that caught up with him, he actually went to prison. And I was able to still have our sessions on the phone in prison. And he even said to me, like, I can't thank you enough for, you know, you're willing to go into the prison with me. And I'm just like, there's nowhere that I'm not going to be. Like, I was made for this, to help people navigate through some of this stuff. And so for me, my protection starts every morning. And that's whenever I connect with God, with my higher power. And I start full. It's like, that's my practice. If I don't have a full, you know, wellspring that's coming out of me, then yes, I would be completely drained. But I do the work first before I even get to my first appointment every morning, so that whenever they need me, I'm just on tap. I'm just ready for whatever's coming up. And so it is draining in a sense, but it's also exactly the way that I was designed. And I keep those boundaries. You know, I have those hard stops where I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'll get back with you tomorrow. I don't have any more bandwidth for today, you know. But that's really rare that I even have to say that.
I love that. That's so great. And that, you know, and the fact that you know that you were built to do this is such a blessing too, because, you know, a lot of people just go around not knowing what they're here to do. They don't know, you know, what their talent is that God gave them. And, you know, I think that's so great that you know that that's what you're here to do. And I think that's a really great tip, you know, just starting full. And that way, you know, if you're refilling every day, so, you know, even if you get close to empty, you know, you're going to refill your cup up tomorrow. So I think that's a really good point.
Exactly. Because I can't give what I don't have. Mm-hmm. So I have to go get it first for me. I get to drink first, and right, then I get to pour for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. That makes so much sense. And then I think the boundaries too is really important. That's something I've been learning more a lot about lately, and trying to work on doing that more. And I think it's something that a lot of people, especially like kind, loving people, struggle with, on boundaries, because we just want to give everybody whatever they want. You know, if we're able to help them, like, we're going to help them. But that's actually not really a healthy way to be for you or for them. A lot of times we think that we're helping out other people, when in reality we're actually causing them harm, which in turn harms us as well. And I think that's just like so fascinating with setting boundaries. And even it's just for little things like a phone call, or, you know, and like, you know, like messaging somebody, just like little things like that. It's like, you can say no, it's okay. Like, you have to protect your heart first, and then you can help others.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that I even had people, I forgot what it was. It was some group on carnivores or something. And they invited me to come in, and then they said, okay, well, all the other coaches do free consultations. You know, what are you going to offer? And I said, oh, I said, I have my regular consultations, you know, but they're all paid. And they were like, no, but everybody else is doing free. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I go all in. Like, the second that somebody is in front of me, they have my 100% attention. I said, and I'm not going to enable people to go, oh, well, I had a 15-minute free session with Emily, so, you know, I'm working on myself. No, you're not. Like, we got to go in and do the deep work. And so I found that anyone who wants a free session, that's okay. You're just not my audience. And you're just not somebody that I was designed to help. And so that was really difficult for me because I wanted to be the nice girl, you know, I wanted to be the one who was appeasing to other people. And I quickly found out that having the quality of work was far more important to me than the quantity of work. And that's why I love it. I love where I'm at right now. Very grateful.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, no, it's definitely important. I'm glad you set that boundary because especially, you know, because you know your worth too. You have to know your worth. And like you said, those are not your clientele, you know, I would imagine when you are doing the type of work that you do is you want to make sure that your clients are somebody that want to help themselves, that are willing to put in the work, because you don't want them to pat themselves on the back and be like, okay, I did my thing, I can mark that off the list. You know, like you truly want to help these people and see them thrive, you know, not just surviving, like you want to see people thriving and living their best life. Do you offer recommend strict carnivore for all of them, or how's that look?
Not at all. That was definitely one of the reasons, because I used to be on Instagram at Carnivore Minds, and I changed it to at Inner Clarity System because I would have clients that would work with me, and then they would come onto my page or something, and they'd be like, oh, but I'm not carnivore, so I don't. You know, I can't be in your group. And I'm just like, what? Like, no. And I find that clients, honestly, some of them are thriving on other foods. And so it's important to get that inner clarity, that inner knowing on what you're supposed to eat. And honestly, I don't feel like it's a sign of health that, you know, for someone to just tolerate beef and beef fat. I feel like that is kind of a sign of a root cause, that there's something else going on there, that we should be able to process, you know, more foods than that. And so I think it's really important to navigate more foods than just animal meat and animal fat. But that is the best foundation that I have found to start with. Get that foundation and then you can go from there.
Right. Yeah, no, I definitely agree on that. And, you know, carnivore, it's a great starting point, but you shouldn't have to eat that, only that, for the rest of your life, unless it's an extreme situation where there's certain situations where you have to do it and that's your only option. But as far as a whole, I think, yeah, we should be able to eat small amounts of other foods if we wanted to. But I think that's great that you focus on like bioindividuality with that too. Because what are some of the foods that you wouldn't expect that you see people thriving on? Is there anything?
I had a client who every 3 days, I think it was, she would have a third of a cup of white rice. And it just like regulated her blood sugar and she was fine. I have some clients who do really well with like sweet potatoes. And so everybody's different. One thing that I really have found has been really important is whenever we have the basis of the fatty animal meat and they're satiated, it's crazy how we're able to have a different relationship with food instead of eating food because, you know, you went through a breakup, or eating food because you had a bad day at work, or eating food because you're happy and you're celebrating. Like, changing the relationship to food has been just as much the work that I've been doing as anything else. And that has been profound because we turn to food for everything, absolutely everything.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I grew up like that too. Like my mom would always just give me food if I was sad, if I was happy, if I was mad, if we were celebrating, if we were just hanging out, if we were bored. Like, it's just like food is there for everything. But yeah, I totally agree. Once you put that emphasis and focus on eating enough animal foods, animal meat, and fats. The rest, it makes the rest easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so are you strict carnivore still, right?
Yes and no. That's always where I go back to. But I have definitely done some experiments, including, you know, sweet potatoes and sauerkraut and onions and bell peppers and, you know, just different stuff. But I just always feel better on fatty steak. I will go and eat the other things. But I really don't like the noise that comes into my head. I like to just, there's such a like security and a safety in knowing that, okay, this is the food that's going to nourish me. And this is the food that's going to make me feel good. And then like, if I have chicken wings, I'm hungry in another couple hours, you know, like, I don't like the noise of and the chatter of having to decide, oh, am I going to eat this? Am I going to eat that? You know, whatever. So my happy place is a ribeye.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying about the noise. Like, I'll eat other stuff here and there. Just for me, I have like specific foods too that I've tested over the years. That I know is okay, as long as I'm not eating like a big bowl of it or anything. But yeah, I always just like going back to just, I eat steak or burger patties. Like I could just eat like a plate of burger patties.
Yeah, me too.
Over the years since you've been carnivore, have you ever eaten any like weird meats, you know, like just any weird cuts or weird animals? Or anything like that?
I think the weirdest thing I've ever eaten is beef tongue. And the weirdest form is that for 3 years, I ate only raw. Where I get it directly from the farm. And I cut up the steaks and the ground beef and the beef fat. In just like little bitty chunks. And then I put it on parchment paper and I put it in a container in the freezer. And then I just put it on my cutting board and I eat it with chopsticks. So I did that for 3 years. That's what my body just wanted. I didn't do it because I was like, oh, I've got my raw carnivore card. You know, I did it just because that's what I wanted. And I loved how simple it was. I loved not having the extra dishes.
Right.
And you know, I'm sure maybe I'll go back to it someday, but I digested the fat so much better whenever I just ate it raw.
Yeah, I love eating raw in the summertime. But the chunks of fat with salt, just raw, it's like so good. It's almost like bubble gum, you know, because it like takes a little while to chew.
Yeah, and it's almost like a dense like cheese. Like it's really creamy. Like I just love it.
Yeah, especially if you get like that dark, you know, dark yellow where the cows were eating a lot of grass and it's like kind of has almost a buttery, like sweet flavor.
So good.
Yeah, I love that. So I know we talked about God a little bit. Has God always been in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. But before carnivore, it was like over here. Like it was an aspect of my life. It was something that, yeah, I've been saved since I was four, or I went to this church, or I went to that church, or I have my Bible, or I prayed, you know, like it was just like these aspects of my life. And now with carnivore, it is like my pillar. It is like my everything. Everything that I do is based on that spiritual connection. Like I don't even work with clients. If I meet with them and I don't like connect with them on a spiritual level or in a way that I know that I can help them, I'm like, I'm really sorry. They're so-and-so down the street. Like you can go talk to them. I don't think I'm a good fit for you. Because I know what's going to come out of my mouth. I know what's going to come out of my mouth is that connection to God, to source is everything. Like it's literally like trying to, you know, help somebody with my hands behind my back to not be able to tap into the spirit that is within them, because there's so much power there. And now that I'm clear that I'm not distracted by the sugar and the processed foods, I'm able to operate in a way that sometimes scares me a little bit. Like I'll be talking to a client and I'll just, something will come through me and it's not me. It's like the Holy Spirit just like speaks through me and they're like, where did that come from? And I'm like, I don't know. That was not me. So I really like having that on tap. That's really fun.
I love that. That is so amazing. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're able to help the people that want to work with you. And, you know, I think that's great that you have, that you make that, you know, that you're able to discern if that person's going to be a good fit for you or not. And, you know, and because that's basically the whole basis of your, you know, the coaching that you offer. That's God, connecting with God is a big part of it. And if you're not able to do that, then you're not able to do your, you know, what you're trying to do. And it would just be a waste of time and money for them, you know, and it's just, and then I know you would probably feel bad because you weren't able to help them. And like, it's just like, yeah. So you just, I'm glad you just avoid a whole bunch of problems, you know, not working with people that you don't have that connection with, you know, and yeah, that's amazing that that's definitely, you know, the Holy Spirit talking through you, because then, and I think that's really great that you're able to do that. 'Cause you know, a lot of people struggle making that connection with God. And I do think that food plays a really big part in it, as well as, you know, other things, but like how you have things set up, like the first step is food. And, you know, you fix that and that'll definitely clear some pathways and, you know, be able to give you that better connection with God and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I think a lot of us are losing that connection and are like, I know it was something I struggled with earlier this year, even just being able to hear God when you pray. Like I was praying every single day, but I was not hearing anything other than myself. And, you know, and I think it's something really important that a lot of people, a lot of believers specifically, should be working on, because we're in a big spiritual war right now. And now is the time for all of us to strengthen our connection with God and be able to hear him clearly and be able to do that internal work. I think it's just so important right now for everybody to be focusing on that.
Yeah. And I think one of the next steps that we do with a lot of the clients is we're releasing stories. Like there's so many stories that are just lies that I can't tell you how many times I pray with a client and I just say, I call forth truth. I call forth truth right now, because I know that if the truth is present, the lies will just fall away. Like they're literally, they just dissipate because they can't be present with the truth. And so we're releasing all sorts of stories from childhood, from, you know, ex-bosses, from ex-relationships, and really showing the person who they really are and then falling in love with that, you know, because there's so much to be loved. There's so much to be celebrated. And most of the time when people are coming to me, they are just self-loathing and self-sabotaging. And they've got all of these, they're just bound by all of these stories. And so we just clip them like one by one. And then all of these stories just fall away. And then they get that truth of who they really are. And it's everything.
Oh, that's amazing. I love hearing that. And it's so true. Like, you know, you have all these past traumas and bad memories and things. And, you know, like, that's why meditation is good to get that out, but you have to fill your cup back up. You can't just empty yourself and then stay empty for that stuff to just, 'cause it's just going to come right back in, if not something worse. So, you know, and that's why it's important to involve God in it, like you do, because you have to fill them up with that as well.
Absolutely. My favorite thing, I had this one client, I did some work with releasing some stuff from off of her, some trauma. And the next week she goes, there's less chatter. And I was like, what? And she goes, I've gotten really good at telling all those extra voices where they need to go and what they need to do. And now they're just not talking to me anymore. Like, I don't have all of this, like, you're bad and you failed and you suck and blah, blah, blah. She was like, I was able to handle it. Like, I was able to tell them, no, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. She goes, I don't have to put out any fires now. She was like, I'm just, I know who I am. And I was just like, ah, oh, like, that's everything. That's everything.
Wow. That's amazing. I love hearing that. That's so amazing. And, you know, and I'm sure it's moments like that where that's like, it's definitely not emptying your cup. It's like, so you get like little refills throughout your day.
I do.
Yeah. That is so cool. And so, you've been married for how many years now?
We've been together for 7. We've been married for 3.
Amazing. That's so, I knew y'all were together for a long time now. I'm assuming yes, but how big of a role does God play in y'all's marriage?
Oh my gosh. Everything. Yeah. It's so funny because it's almost like, we will have a conversation and we'll be talking about something and my husband will go, well, we got to check in. And I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. We got to go check in. And so then we'll just go into prayer and then we'll either get confirmation, like, yes, that's the direction God wants us to go, or nope, you know, he was wrong, or nope, I was wrong. And that is our guiding force through our marriage, through everything. And I'm so grateful for a husband who gets that. It's not like I'm like, we need to pray. And what, you know, have you been meditating? Have you been thinking about God? No, like he just comes ready. And so that's really cool. Like I'm really blessed in that area. Grateful.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, being aware that y'all are a cord of 3, you know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people fail to remember that in marriages, and it's not just you two. It's also God, and y'all are actually all one together. Like, and I'm sure that's helped so much, being able to just go and pray and make that connection with God with just the two of you, you know, alone, not any, you know, and then you don't need to go out to outside sources for advice or anything like that. Like, you have the truth right there with both of y'all. I think that's amazing. Yeah. Does your husband eat carnivore?
Yeah, it was funny. Whenever I was writing the content for Inner Clarity System, because Inner Clarity System is, I work with people for 8 weeks. And so I send out an email Monday through Friday for 8 weeks. And so I gave it to him just to kind of like proofread it and everything. And so he was reading through all these 40 emails and he goes, oh my gosh, why don't you want me to do carnivore? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you're a grown man, like do what you want to do, you know? And he was like, right. Don't you want this for me? And I was like, yeah, I want this for you, but I'm not going to control you. I'm not going to tell you what to eat or tell you what to do. And he was like, I want to do this. And it was just from him reading Inner Clarity System, the emails. And so then he started, 2021, May 2021. And I didn't know how much pain he had in his body, in his legs, mm-hmm. until it was gone. And he said that he remembers as a child that he would go, and before he would go play basketball, he would take a clean diaper of his little baby sister's and he would rip it in half and he'd put half of the diaper in one shoe and half of the diaper in the other, because his feet hurt so bad. He was always hurting. And so he needed more cushion. And he goes, I have no pain. His blood pressure went down. He lost, I don't know how much. He had a belly and now he doesn't have a belly. Yeah. And it's just been amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. What a funny story.
Yeah.
It's like, you never asked about it.
And he's, I'm not going to control you. I'm not going to tell you what to eat, you know?
Right, right. And he saw you go through your, you know, your story too.
Still. Yeah.
But, like, you know, maybe it had to just happen that way.
Yeah. Cause he was a junk food junkie, like, you know, chips and sugar and soda and everything. And he even broke his addiction to caffeine a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a year and a half ago. Cause I didn't break my addiction to caffeine until I was a year and a half into carnivore. Mm-hmm. And then once I broke that, I was just like, oh, I can take on the world. Like, there's nothing that has control over me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so many people lean on caffeine every single day, and I don't drink it every single day, but I have learned to be able to include it back in my diet. You know, it's, I take it more as a supplement. When I look at it as a supplement, you know, I totally treat it differently.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I had so much fun chatting with you. Please let people know where they can find you and reach out to you and all that good stuff.
Yeah. I definitely wanted to just say really quick, I am so glad that you started this channel. I knew that you had so much to say. I knew that you had so much to bring to this space. And so whenever you announced that you were doing this, like, I literally did a happy dance. Like, I was just like, yes, because I know that I know what's going to come out of you. You know, it's just so powerful. And we need voices like yours. We need voices like yours. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
So anybody who wants to find me, the best thing is just to find me, on, any kind of like social media. If you just put in, on YouTube, if you put in Emily Penton, I'm there. If you want to email me, to work with me, it's Emily@innerclaritysystem.com. And that's the best way to get with me. Usually to work with me, even just to have that initial call, it's $111. But for the holidays, I'm making it $55. So I don't know that I'll extend that too much longer into the new year. But for now, if you say you came from Yucca, I'll honor the $55 and we'll figure it out.
Yes. And that 55, you know, it really is a great deal, because I feel like what you're offering is something very special and different than what other coaches are offering. And so I think it's a really great investment in your just overall health, you know, physical, mental and spiritual health. $55 is a really good cost to get started on healing, for sure.
Yeah, because I don't just check the boxes. I don't just, you know, show up and be like, oh, you know, let's talk about food. Like, we go deep. And sometimes we pray. Like, if somebody's open to it, I'm like, hey, let's just start off with prayer. Let's go ahead and invite the Holy Spirit in right now so that we can get to working on whatever needs to come. And so we really go deep into some of these things because we don't know what we're dealing with until we connect with the spirit and know, okay, this is the direction that we need to go. And so that's why it costs a little bit more, because I really want to help people effectively. I don't want to just, you know, put a cute little band-aid on it.
Yeah, you're going all the way to the root, and I'm all about that. You know, people are so surface level nowadays, or they just want to get under the first level and that's it. They're like, okay, that was really hard, I'm done. And I'm like, No, we have to go all the way to the roots, to the core, and just get that all fixed up. So absolutely. I love what you're offering. I love that you're doing that for everybody. And, you know, I can only imagine how much you're helping people with that. But thanks again so much for coming on. It was so, so good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks, Yucca.
Hey, everybody.